marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching three by three, the little one stops to climb a tree.
This is Ant Talk with Dr. Shoes. Tim Smanek is reporting.
I'm Tim Smanek. New evidence has recently been discovered that Old World driver ants and New World army ants, long thought to be a primary example of convergent evolution, are in fact descendants of the same ancestor, having remained virtually unchanged for the last 100 million years. Matthew Busby has more.
Yes, hello, I'm Matthew Busby, here with Dr. Sean G. Brady, professor at the Center for Population Biology and Department of Entomology at the University of California, author of the new study, Evolution of the Army Ant Syndrome, the origin and long-term evolutionary stasis of a complex of behavioral and reproductive adaptations. Dr. Brady, what is the Army Ant Syndrome?
Army Ant Syndrome is a complex of behavioral and reproductive adaptations common to all army ants. It is, in fact, what distinguishes army ants from other ants.
Oh, interesting. And what are some of these adaptations you speak of?
These adaptations include collective foraging, nomadism, and highly modified queens.
And these traits are found in both New World army ants and Old World driver ants as well?
Yes, and in members of the genus Anectis as well, army ants found primarily in Asia.
Well, tell me a little bit about convergent evolution.
The currently accepted view is that army ants evolved multiple times on separate continents, and as old and new world jungles provided similar obstacles as well as similar niches, separately evolving ant species evolved similar adaptations to their environment, among these adaptations being the army ant syndrome discussed earlier. I assist the validity of this hypothesis by using a combination of genetic, morphological, and fossil data. I generated phylogenetic data by looking at three nuclear genes, a mitochondrial gene, and morphology. I also looked at fossil information from 9 ant taxa. Phylogenetic data shows that all three subfamilies of army ants, Anectinae, Dorylinae, and Esetonae, evolved from a common ancestor, an ancestor who, fossil records show, evolved on Gondwana during the mid-Cretaceous. This ancestor evolved a complex of behavioral and reproductive traits so effective that they have remained unchanged for over 100 million years.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on the show.
That was Dr. Brady, author of the study Evolution of the Army Ant Syndrome, the Origin and Long-Term Evolutionary Stasis of a Complex of Behavioral and Reproductive Adaptations.
You've been listening to Ant Talk with Dr. Shoes. Be sure to tune in next week when our topic will be ants.
The ants go marching 10 by 10. The little one stops to say, the end.